Blog Talk Radio.
Some people have seen where God has brought you from. They don't really understand it. They don't know your story.
You don't know my story.
You don't know
the things.
You don't know the things that I come through.
You cannot imagine.
You cannot imagine.
At my lowest.
You cannot
imagine.
The strongholds and the walls that
fail. But God has been faithful.
God has been faithful to me.
He promised.
He promised he would never leave me.
My story.
My story proves that God can do me.
Deliverance
is.
You don't know my story, the anguish and the guilt that consume me. Grateful I can tell it, for no more shall the shackles condemn me. You don't know my story.
You just don't know.
For if you did, you would lift up your head.
Let's go.
God did. I can't take credit for it.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. You were listening to You Don't Know My Story by John P. Keith. I imagine everyone in the nation can sing that song. They can attest to it. You don't know my story. Because every day the Lord renew his mercies upon us. Amen. We should be thankful. Hallelujah. You don't know my story. That's a powerful testimony on today. And I tell you, I'm still saturating. And the spirit that was present on yesterday, I tell you, when the Lord anointing comes in, when the anointing is on an individual, amen, it'll affect the atmosphere. It'll permeate the atmosphere to saturate our hearts, amen. And that's what the Spirit of God did on yesterday. And not only yesterday, all this week, God has been sending a word. Amen. He's been sending a word, and he's been sending it with authority, with power and might. You can feel it. Glory to God. You can feel it. Thank you, Jesus. My heart is still rejoicing from yesterday with that powerful word. And today we're just going a little bit higher. Amen. Somebody say every round goes higher. So we're just thankful today. We thank you for tuning in to A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministries, where we are empowering souls for destiny. Somebody text me and say, well, we should be trying to win the lost souls. Well, how do you win them? How do you win them? You have to preach and teach this gospel. That's what convicts men's heart, the preaching and teaching of the gospel. Amen. That's what's going to impact souls. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'm going to draw all men unto me anyhow. Amen. But we have to have a witness in our spirit. Amen. So we greet you. We're just so thankful for this platform. We thank God for this opportunity. We don't take it for granted. Amen. Amen. This is an opportunity where men and women can come together and share the word of God with our listening audience, and even with us that call in live. We thank God for your tremendous support. Amen. It's because of you that we're able to do what we do. Amen. We're not just preaching and teaching on to empty ears. Amen. Somebody is getting this word. Amen. And if they're not getting it while we're live on the air, I look at our stats, and many times people are going back into the archive listening to a word. Amen. A word that would encourage them, a word that would give them hope, a word that would enlighten them and open up their eyes and their understanding, and to let them know that no matter what they're going through, we're still serving a God that has all power. Amen, amen. And he knows everything that we're going through. He knows everything that's going to occur. He knows everything that comes into our mind. He said he knows our thoughts from afar. Amen. So we just thank God for this wonderful opportunity. Amen. I don't yet see, I don't know if this our speaker yet, but we're going to see. She may be calling in on a different line. But I want to read into your hearing today, just this passage of scripture in Psalm, the 124th division of Psalm, and it reads, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, Now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick. When their wrath was kindled against us, then the water had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our souls. Then the proud waters had gone over our souls. Blessed be the Lord who had not given us as a prey, not P-R-A-Y, P-R-E-Y, as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. If it had not been for the Lord, none of us would even have the opportunity. None of us would even have the strength, amen, to get through some of the atrocities and some of the cares of life. But it's because of the Lord, him being our helper, that we're still here. We're still holding on to the blood-stained banner. Amen, amen, amen. We bless the Lord today. Amen. Again, we want to give you just an announcement. Amen. We want you to continue to remember the bereaved families. I just heard one of my goddaughter's friend in Lansing, Michigan, passed on last evening. Amen. Young woman, 40 years old. Hallelujah. She was just up with the praise team and directing the choir on Sunday. She was back at church Tuesday for Bible study and then suddenly got a headache, amen, and had an aneurysm and dead today. Hallelujah. 40 years old, 4 children and a husband. Amen, amen. So we don't know where death lies. Amen. So it pays people of God to get it right. Get it right with your brothers and sisters. We don't know when we're going to leave here. We don't know how we're going to leave. But just know, if you have made your peace calling and election sure, amen, you can get out of here at any time and you can rest in the bosom of God. So pray for that family. Her name is Verlicia Benson. Amen, out of Lansing, Michigan. So we want to remember her husband and the children and the family that is grieving this morning because of their loss. Amen, amen. So please remember that family. Amen. We want you also to remember the citywide crusade. Keep us in your prayers. Amen. Remember our speakers that will be flying in during that week of September the 4th through the 6th. Amen. We're going to next week. I've been doing a 2-day fast every week. Those of you that would like to join us, you can. We're fasting from Saturday midnight to Tuesday, 4 o'clock p.m. So we certainly invite you to join in with us as we do this fasting for this event. Amen. We're just looking for God to really bless in that meeting. Amen. Amen. So we're going to, I see Prophetess Glover on the line. We're not going to prolong anything. We're going to go to Prophetess Glover and ask her to open up with the word of prayer. I thank God for her tuning in on yesterday and even on today. Amen. So we thank God for her. So we're going to ask her to open with the word of prayer. Prophetess Glover, if she's able to. Hello? Okay, let me see. I think this is Pastor Miracle on the line. Pastor Miracle?
Yes, ma'am.
God bless you, sweetheart. How you doing?
Doing well.
Are you in a position to open us up with the word of prayer today?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for this time of fellowship together, Lord God, around your word. Lord. We thank you for New Jack City Ministries and Evangelist Bernard, Lord. And we thank you for all the men and women of God, Lord God, who are part of this vision and this ministry. And we thank you, Lord God, for the woman of God who shall be bringing forth the word of God today. We thank you, Lord, that the word of God goes forth with power, Lord God, unhindered, unchecked by any force. We thank you that every ear, Lord God, is anointed to hear. Every heart is receptive to receive. And the word of God is falling on good ground today. And it's going to produce an abundant harvest of change, Lord. So we just work to you for the anointing that destroys the yoke, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for every need met, for every person that has called in. And, Lord God, continue to draw callers, Lord God, those that need this word today. Lord God, those that you would have to hear this word and be a part of this fellowship, brood over them and draw them in, Lord God, by your precious spirit. Father God, we just worship you, Lord God. We just praise you. We appreciate you, Lord. We pray for strength for, Lord God, hallelujah, for the family of the young lady that passed away. And, Lord God, every person in need of healing, we're in a prayer, Lord God, that you will release the full perfect will in them, Lord God, concerning healing, Lord God, and that every need will be met, even today on this podcast. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. We bless you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity to serve you. We thank you, Lord God, for your presence. Thank you for the fire of the Holy Ghost, Lord God. Hallelujah. Welling up, stirring up in every person, Lord God, today. And we declare, Lord God, that we will never be the same as a result of this broadcast today. You're confirming us, conforming us into the image of the dear Son of Jesus, Lord God. We're changing. Hallelujah. You're releasing your glory even the more. You're drawing us up higher. And we worship you, God, and we give you the glory, the honor, and all the praise, and the mighty, matchless, powerful name of Jesus Christ we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Miracle. We appreciate that. Hallelujah. I tell y'all, just feel that God is going to do God's been doing something all week. And as I share with Mother today, amen, amen, I still feel that anointing down on the inside. Amen. God
Thank
is
you,
trying
Jesus.
To help us, people of God. He's trying to help us. Amen. And I tell you, this woman of God that's coming today, she's one of my spiritual mothers. I call her my spiritual mom. Amen. She embraced me and my family when we moved to Stockton, California. And I tell you, she is a prayer warrior. She's an intercessor. She's been in this thing serving and praying and fasting and laying on hands and prophesying, you know, the Messiah for over 35 years. She's been married to one husband. Amen. She's the mother, hallelujah, of a lovely, lovely young lady and a fine, handsome young man. Amen. When the doctor said she couldn't have any children, God said yes. How many know that a million no's couldn't compare to one yes from the Lord? Amen. So she have a miracle children, a son, Elijah, and a daughter, Esther. Amen. And we thank God for her husband, Bishop Eddie Harrison, that stand right behind her and support her. Thank God for all of the ministers, amen, and all of her membership there at Prayer, Healing, and Compassion Ministries there in Sacramento, California. I tell you, I know if I don't know anybody, I know this woman to be a woman of prayer. Ah, you know the Messiah. And anything she prophesy, anything she speak over your life is coming to pass. Amen, amen. And I'm not just saying it because she's my mom. I'm saying it because I've seen it. Amen. I've been in the presence. Ah, you know the Messiah. When miracles have been wrought. Ah, you know the Messiah. When blinded eyes have been opened. Ah, when people have got up and walked. When they've been healed of all manner of diseases. Amen. Amen. So I tell you, I'm always excited and I'm honored. She don't come on here every day. Amen. She's not one that participate in all of the stuff that we do. But she loved the Lord and she loved the saints of God. Amen. And if you ask her to pray, she's not going to tell you she's going to pray. She's going to stop right then wherever she's at. And she's bold. Hallelujah. She will start calling on the name of Jesus and interceding on your behalf. Amen. So it gives me great pleasure. Y'all just don't know how honored and humbled I am that God have strategically placed women and men of God, such as this woman of God that's coming to you today in my life. Hallelujah. So I feel so honored. To be in the presence of such anointed men and women of God. I don't take it for granted. When I can't pray for myself, when my mind is messed up, I can call on these women and men of God. Amen. And I sincerely believe they have my best interest at heart. Amen. And she's going to lead and direct me. She's going to give me instructions that are from the Word of God. Amen. If I'm wrong, she's going to say, Adrian, or she'll say, daughter, no, you can't do that. Yeah, no more son. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I'm just blessed today to have her to come and share a word of God, share the Word of God with us on today. Amen. I honor Pastor Miracle and all the other leaders that's on the line. Prophetess Glover, amen. I think I've seen Pastor Beatrice. I'm not sure, but I just honor you all today. Amen. So with no further ado, we'd like to present you to some and introduce others, none other than Pastor, Prophetess, Apostle, Evangelist, Teacher, doctor, she's all of those things wrapped in one, but she's a sister too that just love the Lord. So it gives me great pleasure to introduce you to her on this evening. God bless you, Mother.
God bless you, Daughter Adrian. Praise the Lord, everyone. I praise God for his mercy, his grace, and we just love the Lord on today. I thank God for you, Daughter Bernard, and for what God is doing in your life down there. And I hear the Lord say to tell you these words, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Set your affections on things above. Don't want to look at what's going on around you. Don't look at what's going on the outside. But you keep your eyes on Jesus. The scriptures say, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of your faith. And we just praise God for all that he's done. We praise God for this time to be on the broadcast. I always kind of honor Adrian to be on the broadcast. It's very humbling to me every time I come on, because I know there are so many, 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 many vessels out there in the world today that God has equipped and anointed and that are using greater than I that he could have put in your heart. So it humbles me even more to come on. I don't want to make God ashamed. And I always don't want to bring any embarrassment to the name of Jesus nor to the body of Christ. And then we would all stop and think about that embarrassment. We don't want to bring an embarrassment to Christ, nor do we want to bring embarrassment to his people. And I think about that in my own life, Adrian, as I get older and then as I grow older in the Lord, I think about how many souls would be wounded or hurt if I cause embarrassment to the body of Christ. And I don't want anybody's soul to be lost because of me. I don't want Christ's name to be put to shame or embarrassment because of how I live. So as I get older, as I seek God, as I pray, I'm striving every day to walk circumspectly, that my light will be a light and a blessing to somebody else, that in the end of my day, that they will be able to say that God used me to impact their lives, to want to live for God and to be all that God would have them to be. So we need to think about that. Sometimes we don't stop and think about that. But I feel in this hour that we are living in, we need to really stop and examine our own lives, daughter, and ask ourselves a question. Are we really, really impacting someone's life to be more like Christ? Are we living the life that it's not causing God any shame and embarrassment? It's a real critical time that we are living in as we get closer and closer to the coming of the Lord. It's a real critical time that we need to really, really examine our lives to make sure that we're not being a stumbling block in our brother or sister's way, nor are we being stumbling blocks to the unsaved. And many times the way we live can cause the souls that God wants to empower us for not to be saved. And we don't want to do that, so I want to admonish everyone before I share with you this lesson. God just put that in my heart. Let's make sure that our lives are, first of all, pleasing to God. Let's make sure that what we profess, we possess. Make sure that we live what we say. If we're going to preach it, let's live it. If we're going to teach it, let's live it. If we're going to prophesy it, let's live it. Let's not be a stumbling block in others' way. And God has put this more in my heart each and every day because we see so many in the body of Christ. They are failing God, and they're falling away. And Jesus did tell us that there would be a falling away. But we don't want to be one of those that fall away, and we don't want to be one of those that fail God. God's light is on us everywhere that we go. God has somebody watching how we live that you may not even know that's watching you. But in the time that you mess up, in the time that you fail, they will reveal themselves. So let's, like my mother used to say, let's be on our P's and Q's. Let's make sure we are living this life and make sure we are living it to the fullest. Let's make sure we live this life that if Jesus was to come, when we get off this line, we'd all be ready to go. We won't have to tell Jesus to wait, hold up, Jesus, because we have to go get things right. I heard you say something, daughter, when you came on, and it's real profound. You were talking about the young lady that was here and now she's gone, making sure that we are right at all times because we don't know where death is. We don't know when God is going to call us, and we want to make sure that our hearts are right and our minds are right, not just for God, but let's make sure we're right with one another. It doesn't take a lot from us to say we're sorry. It doesn't take a lot to humble yourself and admit that you were wrong. It doesn't take a lot to say you made a mistake. But let's make sure that we are right with God, not just with him, not just with the saints, but even within our own family members, with our children. Let's make sure that we are right. This daughter is gone now. Her husband doesn't have her. Her children doesn't have her. So we need to really think about it. It was a message in just what you said, just that, making sure that our hearts and our lives are right with the Lord, making sure that when we say we are set apart for the Lord, you know, and we need to live just like that. If we're going to be set apart, let's be set apart. You know, let's not be found doing one thing, saying one thing, and doing something else. So I want to just exhort us all to let's live this life. Let's really, really live this life because people are watching us more than what we think. And there's people who are watching us who we don't think. And this world is watching us. This world is looking for something. There's a cry in the earth now for realness out of the church, out of the body of Christ. This world has a cry for help. And what I'm learning that they want to make sure if we're going to say we're Christians and say we're saved and say we're Christ-like, we are truly going to have to step it up and make sure we are living just like that. So that's my exhortation for us all before I go into the message. Let's do as the woman of God said, Daughter Bernard said, let's make sure that we are right. And I've learned sometimes, Adrian, sometimes you have to be the first one to make the move to say you're sorry, even if you know you haven't. But then sometimes you could have, and you're not aware that you have. So it doesn't hurt to just say whatever you feel I've done to hurt you or offend you anyway. You please forgive me. Heaven is my destiny. My eyes and my heart is on heaven. And I have made up my mind. I refuse to let anything or anybody cause me to miss heaven. I've served God for a long time. I've endured much. I've suffered much. I have gone through much. I've shed many tears for me to get to the end and be lost. So if we would all keep it in our mind that we're going to have to answer to Jesus at the end of our life, we're not going to answer to no one else but our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I believe that would help us to love each other better, to pray for each other more, to encourage and strengthen one another, and to remember that we're not an island. No man is left to himself. We are not the Lone Ranger. We all need each other. We all should be there to help each other. Whatever I can do to help you, God requires that I do that. Whatever you can do to help me, God requires that you do that. No one is bigger than the other. Because in the eyesight of God, when he comes back, he won't see title, he won't see position. We're going to all be on the same level. We're going to all be his children. So we look at that way now, that we're just children in the eyesight of God. And it is God that allows these titles to be bestowed upon us But let's make sure that we live what God bestows upon us. Let's not slap God in his face by the way we live and the way we conduct ourselves. Because every time we fail God and we don't live like he says, it's like slapping him in his face. And I don't want to slap God in his face. I don't want God to be displeased with Cheryl because Cheryl is not living or conducting herself in a way that's pleasing to God. He told us to be holy for he is holy, and that's what I'm striving to be. So I want to encourage all of us that are vessels of God, especially those of us that are in leadership, that God has placed us over congregations, and not just pastoring. You could be over people if you're mentoring them, if you're praying for them, if you're constantly giving them spiritual advice and spiritual encouragement. So you're over them. God has placed you in that person or person's life to help them become all that God would have them to be and get to where God wants them to be. And that's what your lesson is about this week, empowering souls for destiny. But in us doing that, let's make sure those of us who God is using to do the empowering, let's make sure that we are living a life that are pleasing, you know, unto God. And I just wanted to encourage us with those words before we go into the lesson. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Daughter Adrian, again, and to all those that's on the line. I greet you in the precious name of Jesus Christ. The Lord is so sweet, and he is so kind. And I thank God. I won't be long today, daughter, with what he has given me to share, because I feel a need to pray on the line today and talk to God. I don't know who's on the line, but God has impressed me to pray with those on the line who desire prayer. And as you know, Adrian, when I pray, I pray. I'm at a time in my life, daughter, and I want to admonish all those that are leadership. If we're going to pray, let's pray. Let's not play with it. Let's really pray. Because when people ask us to pray, they really are in crisis. They really, really need help. And so when they ask us to pray, they sincerely want us to go before the Lord and call their name out to the Lord. And like you said earlier, if I'm asked to pray, I pray. You know, I don't have time to waste this season playing with prayer. Prayer is work, and prayer takes time, and I'm very serious when it comes to prayer. And I feel in my spirit today that somebody's on the line that needs a special touch from God today, and they need a special word from God today, and they need special prayer. They need help. And so I want to leave enough time, if that's okay with you, Adrian, to be able to pray. Whomever may be, whether it may be leadership, whether they just someone that call in that's in a crisis, somebody's in a crisis. They're in a 911, God, see about me, ASAP situation. And I want to be able to pray for them on today. Your lesson for this week, what God has put in your heart, is empowering souls for destiny. And you know, as always, when I come on, I never listen during the week. So I don't know what was said or who came on. I do that purposely so that God can give me what he wants me to say. And I know it will be fresh for those that are here. And I like to do it that way. It's not that I don't want to come on, because I thank God for all that he's doing for you, but that's just the way he has me. And because I know the way he uses me is prophetic, I don't want anyone to be able to say that I already heard it. So that's why I don't come on during the week when you have your other broadcasts. But I do pray and I do ask God to bless all of the vessels that have come before me, and maybe God is going to confirm what he's already said. So we praise God for that. You're talking about empowering souls for destiny. As I said before when I've come on, Jesus desires to use all of us that have had a personal relationship with him, Adrian, to make disciples of others, and to also help those who know him to walk in their divine purpose. And it takes God and only God to reveal to us what he has called us to do. And sometimes our calling, daughter, and our assignments are different than others. And sometimes it's not what we personally would have chosen for ourselves. But whatever it is that God has called us to do, he requires that we fulfill it, and that we fulfill it with joy. Not fulfill it grudgingly, you know, but fulfill it with joy so that he will be pleased and that God will be glorified and that will affect and help somebody else's life. I'm going to go to a scripture. I only have about four scriptures today, In Matthew 10 and 1, we see where Jesus called unto him his 12 disciples, and the scripture says that he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out, to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. But what Jesus did before he did that, like you said earlier, he taught them his word before he sent them out. And that's one thing that we must do. We must know the word of God. I love it when you said it earlier. We must know the word of God before we can empower, help anyone. We need to know the word of God. He taught them. He sat them down, and he poured himself, because he is the word. He poured himself into his disciples before he sent them out. And many times the problem that I'm seeing, Adrian, is that many are going out trying to empower others, and they're not empowered themselves. How can you empower and help someone else to be empowered if you're not empowered yourself? In John 20:22, after we read about Christ's resurrection, we read where he appears to the disciples in John 20:22, and the women, and the scriptures say he breathed on them, and he said unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. When he breathed on them, he gave them some of himself. He gave them his spirit. He gave them some of his authority. And Jesus knew that his work couldn't be done in their own strength, but that they had to be equipped with a divine energy that could only come from God. And we know that was the power of the Holy Ghost. We cannot empower others in our own energy. It's very taxing on the mind. It is very taxing on the body if you try to do it in your own energy. And Jesus knew that. Jesus knew that the disciples could not go out and continue his work, because it wasn't their work. It was his work of what he started that they were going to continue to do. But they could not do it in their own energy. So what did he do? He breathed on them. He breathed on them and let them feel some of himself, some of his power, some of his authority that they would need to have in order to be effective soul winners, effective witnesses. And your topic, empowering, because you're getting ready to go into this crusade, that is what God is intending to do through the crusade, is to empower souls to reach their destiny, and their destiny is eternal life. That is that's their end. That's where they're going to end up, their eternal life, living with Jesus Christ. It's not anything material. It is a spiritual destiny that you are empowering these souls for. And you're not just empowering the lost souls. You're even empowering those that supposed to already have a relationship with Jesus Christ. When I was praying, I was talking to the Lord. I said, Lord, automatically we think souls, people that are lost. But no, we have to empower those that have already had an encounter with the Lord. We need to ignite them again to be able to get out here and motivate them to get out here and win those that don't know about Jesus. And I'm finding that sometimes we skip, Adrian. We skip by going to the unsaved first. But if we would just stop and look in the church and look at the body of Christ as a whole, the body of Christ needs to be empowered again. The body of Christ needs to be stirred up again. Leaders and prophets and evangelists and prophetess and whatever the title they may have, we need to be empowered again. We need to be motivated. We need to be stirred up again. We need God's divine energy to be ignited in us again. And I will say it, and I will say it again, we need God to give us a fresh fire, a fresh baptism of the Holy Ghost all over again. When you speak about empowering souls, you're getting ready to do a task that's very, very great. Jesus knew that the disciples' task after he left would be great, but he also knew the disciples. He also knew their temperament. He knew their behavior. He knew all of them, and he knew that in order for you to continue to do what I was doing, you're going to need my power for that. What was Jesus doing? Jesus was casting out demons. He was laying hand on the sick. He was raising people from the dead. He was opening blind eyes. He was loosing tongues and unstopping deaf ears. He knew that it was going to take the power of God in order for that to happen.
So Jesus tells them, he breathes on them for them to receive his spirit. He wanted them to know, you're going to have my spirit in order for the miracles to be performed. In Acts 1, 4, and 5, and in Acts 1 and 8, it tells us, Jesus said, that we shall receive power, which is authority, after the Holy Ghost has come upon us. And what was that authority for? For us to witness and do works of service. Works of service, empowering souls, giving them the authority, giving them the entitlement to go out and win these souls for Jesus Christ. And not only for them to win the souls, we are empowering them to go out and empower others. And that's what God, that's what ministry is all about. It's not your name being called. It's not the pulpit you stand in. It's not that. It's about doing the works of Jesus Christ. He said, you are going to have to continue what I started. I'm going away, but I'm going to send the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. I'm going to breathe on you my spirit. When you go up into the upper room, I'm going to endow you. I'm going to drench you with the Holy Ghost to be a true witness for me. And the Bible says that after Peter had the upper room experience, when he came out, he was so ignited. He was so empowered with that divine power that when he preached on the day of Pentecost, 1,000 souls were saved because he was empowered. And the empowerment comes, Adrian, when we spend time in the presence of the Lord. We teach the word. We speak the word. We give people the word. But outside of the word, if you don't spend time in the presence of God, you cannot be empowered. The empowerment comes from the Spirit. It comes from the Holy Ghost coming upon you. And the Bible tells us in the book of Acts, when you study the book of Acts, you're reading about empowerment. The whole book of Acts is about the Spirit's empowerment upon the disciples, upon the saints. The book of Acts is a book of empowerment. You cannot really study, glory to God, and read the book of Acts and not be ignited in your spirit. If you study the book of Acts from the very beginning to the end and do not come away ignited or motivated to seek for the power of God, you have not studied it. You read it, but you didn't study it. If you study the book of Acts from the first chapter to the end, you should be so motivated and be so ignited and be so empowered, you'll be ready to go out your house and hit the street because you cannot read about what Jesus did and what the disciples and apostles and not be motivated to want to do the same thing. That's the whole purpose of the book of Acts. The book of Acts isn't just for us to see what God used, what he did in the past. It is to show us what God wants to continue to do in the earth today. He wants to do the same thing through us that he did through the apostles. The apostles back then, they're gone, all right? But God's spirit is still here. And the same work and the same miracles that he performed through the apostles, he wants to perform those miracles through us today. What does Jesus say? Jesus said, greater work. Greater work shall we do in his name. He wants to do greater works through us than he did through the apostles. So when you talk about empowerment, you cannot talk about being empowered without going back to the book of Acts. When he breathed on them, he empowered them. He gave them just a touch now. He breathed on them. He had not come inside of them yet, but he breathed on them. When you get to the book of Acts, now he came inside of them. He breathed in John to let them feel what his spirit, what his power was like. But then over in the book of Acts, he said, go up into the upper room. Go up into Jerusalem. Go up there and pray, and he's going to dive in with the Holy Ghost. Then while they were up there, where were they at? They were in the presence of God. So it all goes back to prayer, Adrian. You cannot be empowered unless you have a prayer life. You cannot be empowered unless you spend time with God. You cannot be empowered unless you get in his presence. You cannot be empowered without spending time with God. It takes being in the very presence and the atmosphere of God for him to empower you. The Bible says they were up in the upper room, Adrian. They were in the presence of God. They were waiting for the promise of the Holy Ghost. They were waiting. They were praising. They were worshiping. And then the Bible says, suddenly, sound from heaven came as a rushing mighty wind, The Bible says, filled all the house where they were sitting. There appeared unto them cloven tongues, split tongues, as a fire, and it set upon each of them. Now he comes on the inside. Now he is empowering them. Now he is equipping them. Now he is downloading his spirit on the inside of them so he can send them out to do greater work. Peter comes out of the upper room, downloaded with the presence of God, downloaded in power with the power of God. And the Bible said when he opened his mouth and began to preach, the Holy Ghost spoke through him. And that's what God is saying. He wants us to be so empowered that when we open our mouth, the Holy Ghost will speak with such conviction. Peter preached with such conviction. Empowerment comes to bring conviction to the hearers. But if you're not empowered yourself, you cannot speak with conviction. Oh,
come on, Mother.
He spoke with such conviction that when he spoke, the Bible says 3,000 souls came and gave their life to Jesus Christ. It didn't say Peter passed out a tract. It didn't say Peter talked to him alone. It didn't say Peter did all the things that we do in Christendom to try to win the soul to Jesus Christ. It didn't say Peter had no program. It didn't say Peter had to put on an outreach service. It didn't say Peter had to do none of this. The Bible said when he opened his mouth, the Holy Ghost spoke through him. And he spoke with such conviction. And he spoke to them about the prophet Joel, to let them know what he said. In the last days, I shall pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your son and your daughter shall prophesy. He preached to him Jesus, and he didn't have he didn't have a pulpit. He didn't have a Bible. He didn't have a tract. He stood flat-footed and preached to them Jesus.
My God.
Because he had been empowered. He had been empowered. He had been ignited with the spirit presence of God. And when you look at the word empowering, power is in the center of that long word. Empowering is the power of God that's going to do the work. And Jesus knew that. That's why he said, go up into Jerusalem. Go up there and tarry. Go up there and wait for my spirit to come on the inside of you. And as they prayed and as they worshiped, the Spirit of the Lord came on the inside of them, and God was able to use the early church, the saints, in such a miraculous way. So if we're going to empower souls for heaven, that's what we're empowering them for. We're not empowering them to get a new car or a new house, a new clothes.
Come on.
We are empowering these souls for their destiny. And what is their destiny? What is their final end? It is to be in heaven. It is eternal life. It is to live with Jesus Christ forever and ever and ever. And God wants to empower us that are in leadership and get ready to be so ignited and so full of him that when he do send us out to do crusades like you're getting ready to do, you won't have to have a lot of tracks. You will have to, if you are empowered with the presence and spirit of God, when you open your mouth and begin to tell them about the Lord Jesus Christ, when you give your testimony is the greatest witness that you can give to any soul. When you begin to tell them what Jesus Christ has done for you, where he brought you from, what he delivered you from, and that's what we're going to have to, we're going to have to humble ourselves, Adrian, in this area of witnessing. We're going to have to humble ourselves and begin to tell people a little of our lives. You know, some things we don't share, because Paul says it's not even good for us to even talk about some of those things that Christ delivered us from. But we're going to have to be transparent enough to be able to let people know, don't let this suit, this tie, this hat, these shoes fool you. One day I was just like you. One day one day I put the bottle to my mouth. One day I slept around. One day I was behind bars. One day I was on crack. We're going to have to be transparent to these souls that's out in the street, because I promise you, they don't want to hear about where you are right now until you go back and tell them a little about what you used to do. And the reason why we need to be transparent, tell them a little about our lives, Adrian, because when we are transparent, it gives them hope.
It gives it yes. hope to know if you did that and God mm. brought you up until right now, then
Come
there's
on.
Hope for me. There's hope hey. For me. They won't look at their situation as bad as they look at it because now they have somebody visible right in front of them that have done drugs, that have drank alcohol, that have slept around, that have been to jail, been to prison, and you're not ashamed. You're not ashamed to
yes.
tell it. And many times after God save us and he fills us with the Holy Ghost agent and he calls us into these different types of arenas and different areas of ministry. And because of his mercy and grace, he bestows these titles upon us. And they're fine in their place, but it really doesn't matter to me, Adrian. You can call me Sister Harrison. I'm fine with that because I'm going to be a child when Jesus returns anyway. But sometimes if we're not careful, we don't want to be transparent and tell the people that we are seeking to empower what we have come from. Paul said, I became as they were to win them to Jesus Christ. What he said is, I have to become like them to the point that I can be able to share with them and tell them, I once persecuted the saints. I once had them hauled off to jail. Paul had to share with them his life in order to win them. And that's why I believe he was such an effective apostle. His life empowered so many because he was able to be transparent and tell them where he had come from and how Christ saved him and how he had his Damascus experience and how he was before he had this encounter with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So we're going to empower souls, and we're going to empower not just the unsaved now, but I'm talking about empowering the body of Christ to get back on the right track. The body of Christ is not all on the right track. They have got off the track. And what I mean by that, winning souls is not their focus anymore, Adrian, like it used to be. When I was saved, the focus was to bring souls to Jesus Christ. The focus of the pastor and the bishop and the apostles and the mothers and the teachers was to teach us the word of God, to get the word of God in a soul through Sunday school, through Bible class, through shut-in, to put the word in a soul that we could actually visibly see our Lord and Savior hanging on the cross dying for us. We could actually see the blood coming from his head and his hands and his feet. We could actually see the water and the blood coming out of his thighs. We could actually see the scourging and the beating and the whipping. We could actually see it because they taught the word of God, Adrian, with so much conviction. They taught it with so much power. Oh, my God, that you could actually see our Lord and Savior being raised from the tomb. You could actually see him coming out of the tomb. You could actually see him being caught up into heaven. You could actually see those tongues of fire coming down in the upper room because they taught the word with so much conviction that it ignited something in us. It empowered us to the point that the word of God coming forth with so much conviction drew us to the altar. The word drew us to want to be baptized in Jesus' name. The word of God drew us to want to give up our drugs and our alcohol and give up the man. The word of God drew us to give the sword of our hands and surrender. For God, I'll live, and for God, I will die. The word of God being preached under the empowerment of the Holy Ghost like Tina brought so much conviction to us who were listening like it did on the day of Pentecost. The 3,000 were listening to Peter as he preached, but because he preached with so much conviction, and that conviction came when he was downloaded, when he was baptized with the Holy Ghost.
Come on, Mama.
So we're going to empower others. We need to make sure this season, children, God, empower me. Download me to the fullness of the Holy Ghost. God, I want to be so full of the Holy Ghost that when I open my mouth, people will be convicted to want to come on the streets, to want to drop it and give it up. My God, like the movie Acts They were so ignited that they gave up their curious arts. They just threw them at the apostles' feet. How can you stand up against that much power? And that's what a crusade, that's what being empowered for this crusade is all about. You want to be afraid. You want to be fasted. You want to be spent so much time in the presence of God that God, when I walk out on these streets, God, I want you to word my mouth and fill it up with so much of your power. Your power coming behind the word that when I speak to those on the streets, it will bring conviction. Then they'll say, sister, I'm going to give it up right now. Brother, I'm going to give it up right now. You won't have to wait till the church building for them to come to Christ. They'll give it up right then on the street. And God will ignite your hands and anoint your hands. And you'll lay hands on them on the street. And God will save them. And he'll baptize them. And he'll fill them with the Holy Ghost. So all you have to do is just bring them to the church to get baptized.
Oh,
that's what God is saying. If we're going to empower souls for destiny, if we're going to get these souls ready for the kingdom of God, if we're going to get them ready to go to heaven, we must first be empowered ourselves. It's one thing to want to empower others, but are you empowered yourself? It's one thing to want others to be saved and get the Holy Ghost, but do you have the fullness? I don't just say the Holy Ghost, because there's one baptism. They say one touch. No, you can get as much of the Holy Ghost as you want. You can get as many refillings of the Holy Ghost as you want. It just all depends on how much of God do you want bubbling on the inside of you. If you just want a miss, you just keep a miss. But I've asked God to give me a downpour. Get me an outpouring. I want to be drenched with the Holy Ghost, that when I open up my mouth, whether I'm teaching, I want it to be so convicted that when a person hears it, it'll make them want to give it up. It'll make them want to give up their life to Jesus Christ. It'll make them say, what must I do to be saved? Peter is a great example of being empowered with the Holy Ghost. But his empowerment didn't come until he went up into that upper room. And he wasn't just in that sitting doing nothing. He was praying. He was worshiping. When you look at the word wait, wait doesn't mean that you just sit still and do nothing. When you're waiting, you're doing something. The scripture says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew them. You can't wait upon the Lord and just sit there and do nothing in order to be renewed with his strength. You're going to have to pray. You're going to have to worship him. You're going to have to get intimate with him. And as you do that, he empowers you. You can feel his spirit saturating your very being. You can feel him when you're walking. You can feel him when you're sleeping. You can feel that fire burning on the inside of you. So that means no matter where you are, that can be your crusade. You don't have to be in the church building. You can be in the grocery store. You can be in the parking lot. You can be on the sidewalk, wherever you are. And you're talking about Jesus, daughter. That's your crusade. That person's personal crusade right there, because they may not make it to that building, but that can be their personal crusade right there. So you don't want to wait for God to empower you after you get inside the building. God, empower me while I hit the streets. Empower me while I'm witnessing to them. Empower me while I'm talking to them. Empower me, God, with such conviction, like you did Peter. I want you to empower me so, God, that when I open my mouth, you'll bring conviction, that they'll be filled with the Holy Ghost. Because God can do that, you know. He can fill them with the Holy Ghost on the corner, Asia. He can baptize with his spirit while you're talking to him. Oh, my God. He can move up on them and let them feel the touch of him while you're talking to him. You don't have to have a big crowd. All you need is God's empowerment. All you need is God's spirit working on the inside of you. And not just for these souls. My prayer is that God will empower the body of Christ, because the body of Christ has lost their focus, Adrian. They got their focus on everything but empowering souls. They have been focused on everything but winning those that don't know Jesus. But you know what, Asians? We need to win back those that who knew Jesus. We need to get them back on track. We need to ask God to help us to empower those who say they do know Jesus. You can't say that you know Jesus and don't have a prayer life. You can't say that you know Jesus and don't fast. You can't say that you don't know Jesus and don't spend time in the Word. God is bringing conviction. Wake up, church. Wake up, because you have lost focus. You have your focus on programs. You have your focus on everything else that don't mean nothing to God. Wake up, church. You have to continue to do what Jesus Christ did. The apostle did. They continue to do what Jesus did. The book of Acts is just what it says. It is the workings of the Holy Ghost through the apostle. It is a continuation of what Jesus did when he was here. And what did he do? He came to set the captive free. He came to heal. He came to deliver. He came to set free. He came to open the blinded eyes. What did he say? He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. You can't be empowered unless you have the Spirit of the Lord upon you. I love how you have it on your website, daughter. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you. You're putting it back on Jesus Christ. You're letting him know it's not about Adrian Bernard. But it's the Spirit of the Lord that's upon me. And he has anointed me.
What
about you? You're putting it back where it belongs. The Spirit of God has it upon me. He has anointed me to do what I'm doing. I'm not doing this on my own. And that's what Jesus was telling them. You're not going to go out here, disciples, and do this on your own, because you can't do it on your own, because then demons and devils will overpower you. Then demons and devils will eat you up out in that world. Then demons and devils will kill you out there. You need my power. You need my Spirit. And the body of Christ needs to wake up to know that we cannot win the loss in ourselves. Them demons that's out in the world today, Adrian, they have gotten larger and larger. Worse and worse. And we need the empowerment of the Holy Ghost to go out here and win these people. And it's sad to say, but you got saints sitting in the house of God that need to be delivered. They need to be set free. They need to be delivered. They're walking around here with demons inside of them, and then they're trying to cast demons out of other people. How are you going to cast a demon out of somebody when you got a demon in you? You can't cast demons out when you demon-possess yourself. When you have mind problems, you have temper tantrums and fits of madness, you are stepped from the mental ward, but you want to go out here and witness and prophesy and lay hands and try to win Jesus Christ, no conviction. No conviction. Until you get delivered, until you get set free yourself, you cannot go out here and empower souls to destiny. The devil is sitting back laughing at some of us, laughing. Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. But who are you? I don't even know you. I don't even know you. Where did you come from? I don't even know you. The Bible says that demons leaped out of the man and jumped on them and tore them up. And that's what happens to a lot in the body of Christ. They're getting tore up, Adrian. And that's why, Adrian, that's why when you ask certain ones to come do evangelism, ask them to do crusades, and ask them to come on the street, they come up with all kinds of excuses, daughter, why they ain't witness. Why they come on the street. You know what that is? It's nothing but a cover-up. It's nothing but a cover-up because they know they're not empowered. They know they don't have it like they should have it. So instead of us coming to be of an aid or assistance, we come up with all kinds of excuses. Oh, I got to do this, or I got to do that, or I'm sick. No, you're not sick. You're not busy. You just don't have the power.
You
don't have the power. You have not been anointed. You have not been equipped for service. You cannot be equipped for service without a prayer life. A prayer life is what equips you. You cannot spend time in God, and he don't download a lot of him inside of you. People are not ready for the streets, Adrian, because they have not been empowered. So my prayer is, God, empower the body of Christ.
Empower us.
Empower us, God. Ignite us afresh. Set us ablaze again. Then you can use us to help empower others. Our title is not going to empower nobody. They don't want to hear nothing but our title. Sit the title down. Push up your sleeve. Put on clothes to work, because that title don't mean nothing to that man, that woman out in that street. Do you have a word for my situation? That's what they want to know. Do you have a remedy for what I'm in? It's what they want to know. And can you give me the way out of what I'm in? They don't want to hear nothing about your clergy collar and how many revivals you didn't preach and what degrees behind your name. Forget all about
Come
that.
On.
Do you have a word from heaven
all
for
right.
the situation?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a way out of what I am in? If you can give them a solution to their problem, then you have won their soul to Jesus Christ. If you cannot give them a solution, you have not won them. And the only solution to their problem is Jesus Christ. But if you don't have Jesus Christ in the fullness inside of you, how can you give Jesus to somebody if you don't have him? Empowerment, empowering souls for Jesus Christ, empowering souls for their destiny, daughter. It's going to take the power of the Holy Ghost. It's going to take us being empowered with the Holy Ghost. Book of Acts is our example of empowerment. The Book of Acts shows us how to get the job done. The Book of Acts gives us all the keys for everything we need to do evangelism, to do street witnessing. It's not just passing out tracts. You can pass out tracts all day long. You can preach in a park all day long. But
Come
you
on.
Will not bring conviction to a lost soul if you're not empowered with yourself. I don't know, care how much Greek you know, how much Hebrew you know. You can know that Bible from Genesis to Revelation. If you don't have no power behind what you know, it won't bring no conviction to those that listen. It is the Spirit of God, Adrian, that brings conviction. It wasn't just what Peter knew. Peter was downloaded with the power of God. He had the Holy Ghost. It was the Holy Ghost speaking to Peter.
Come on now.
That's what brought the conviction to those souls. Mm. And that's why they came to know Jesus Christ, because it was the Holy Ghost that brought conviction. It wasn't Peter. It wasn't just Peter. Peter could speak of what he knew, of what he saw, of what he taught, what was taught by Jesus Christ. But it was the Holy Ghost that brought conviction. And it's going to take the Holy Ghost speaking through us to bring conviction. Why I say that? Because a lot of unsaved people know that Bible. They can tell you all about that Bible. They
That's
read
right.
the Bible, but they don't have the Holy Ghost. They
no
don't have
power.
The Spirit. No
yeah.
power. They don't have that. So they can tell you the Bible, but it's not going to bring conviction unless you have the Holy Ghost and unless you are living the life that Jesus Christ required that we live. See, we can't live any kind of way and think we're going to empower others, daughter. There's no way we can do it. That's why he said we have to be example. We have to live this life. And when people see that you are really living their life, don't you know, daughter, the sinner man can look at you and tell when you know Jesus.
That's
the
what I'm about for you, Jesus.
The drunk on the cross can look at you and know if you know Jesus. How do I
That's
know
right.
that? The drunk, when I was saved, the drunk, you just see the mother's passion, the saint's passion. They'd take that bottle out their mouth and they hide it behind their back. And
That's right.
They had and they'd back up. You know what that
That's
was?
It.
They could see God. Them
yes.
recognize God.
Game
they
three.
Knew that it was something about these people
yes,
that was not normal.
Jesus.
They knew it. They could see Christ in us. Nowadays, you walk by them, they keep on drinking. They keep on smoking. They keep on cussing. That's not good. That's not good. That tells us that we need more God inside of us. Because if the mothers back then had so much of God to brought conviction just to the drunk, we need to have that same power inside of us.
Yes,
so that we go to these parks and we go to these streets and we begin to witness to them, you can get saved in the park. God can bring a revival in the park. He can bring a crusade anywhere, daughter, if we are truly empowered. So my prayer today for all of us, and that's what I'm going after like never before. Prayer is my mantle. Prayer is what I do. I'll never get away from prayer. God won't let me get away from prayer. When I feel sometimes like I don't want to pray, I cannot stop praying. It's in me. God downloaded it in me. No matter what trial or test, and sometimes the body don't feel good. Sometimes trials and tests cause me not to want to, but it's in me. It's in me.
It's
I have to pray. I have to talk to God, because if we don't pray, Adrian, we'll lose what we have. When we start praying, he'll start seeping out. He'll seep out. We'll start losing him, and we'll get weaker and weaker and weaker, so we can afford not to pray. We can afford not to fast. We cannot afford to read this word. Like I always say, you can't watch soap operas all day and stay empowered. You can't sit and watch Scandal all day and stay empowered because stuff you watch gets downloaded in your spirit.
Downloaded in your spirit.
All that stuff downloaded in your spirit, what happens? The Holy Ghost starts seeping out. The presence of God, his spirit starts leaving out. And then you would shake yourself and you'll find out that he's not there. So God is telling us that we got to keep praying. We got to keep fasting, daughter. We got to stay in his word. We have to stay in his word. And so many people, they say, it's the word, it's the word, it's the word. We need the word. Yes, we do need the word. He said, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Yes,
come
we
on,
must have the word. But you need to have some power with that word. You need
hey,
to have the Holy Ghost behind that word. Yes, we need to have the word, but you got to have some power with that word. You have to have a prayer life with that word. That's what makes the difference. When you have a prayer life and you have the Holy Ghost and you speak that word, a little child will listen to everything you have to say. A little child's heart, a little child will be touched. The Bible says even the children, they thronged Jesus. The children wanted to be around Jesus. What was that? Even the children's hearts were convicted and touched by the words that came out of Jesus' mouth because he spoke with so much love. He spoke with so much compassion, but he spoke yet with so much authority all at the same time because he was empowered. He was empowered when the Spirit like a dove came and rested upon him. He was empowered then when he was baptized by John and the heavens opened. He said, this is my beloved Son, whom I am well pleased, and the Holy Spirit rested upon him like a dove. What was happening? He was being empowered for service then. He was being consecrated for service then. That was Jesus' consecration. And he left there, and he began to go out and teach and preach and perform miracles, signs, and wonders. So the word is a part of it. But you have to have that his spirit, too. You can't just have the word and don't have his spirit. And now we're in a time that this world is getting worse and worse. It's getting more evil and more devilish. And that's why we have no time, daughter, to be asleep. We have no time to be idle. We have no time to be playing with our salvation. You know, God will quicken us, and he will speak to us and let us know, all right, you're getting a little slowful. You're not praying like you should. You're not fasting like you should. You haven't picked up your Bible. All right, let's get back on track. Let's get back on track. Because when you get off track and you lose focus, you're going to start losing. He's going to start seeping out of you. And there is signs. There are signs when the Holy Ghost starts seeping out of you. You become more fun. You become mean. You get more irritated. You get frustrated. You get agitated. Things start bothering you that wouldn't even bother you before. You know what's happening? The Holy Ghost is seeping out of you because you have let your spiritual walls down. You have let your guard down. And God gave us spiritual walls. He gave us spiritual walls that we have to keep up at all times so the enemy don't come in. And what is our spiritual wall? The word of God, prayer, and fasting, and praise. These are four spiritual walls. If we get in the word of God, if we pray, if we fast, and if we praise God, those are four spiritual walls covering us where the enemy can't get in. But if we stop praying, if we stop reading that word, if we stop crucifying this flesh, and if we stop praising and worshiping God, then walls come down, and then the enemy just steps in, and now he overtakes us.
Yes, Lord.
So God is telling us, if we're going to be empowered, let's be empowered right. Let's get in the book of Acts and see how they were empowered. And they were so empowered, Adrian, because the Bible said they turned cities upside down. If you get empowered right, God will use you to turn New Orleans upside down. He'll use you to turn them streets and them blocks upside down. He'll use you to turn them neighborhoods upside down. And even whoever God give you, whoever your ministry team is, you tell them, don't play with it. If they're going to come and be a part of this crusade, you tell them, don't come here playing. This is a serious task that God has given you. This is not to be grandized. This is not to be seen. This is not for your name to be called. This is serious work because you're going to deal with demons and devils. You're going to deal with people that are broken and people that are wounded and people that have been scarred and single mothers that don't have food to feed their children. You're getting ready to deal with some alcoholics and prostitutes. You're getting ready to deal with all kind of demonic spirits. You can't come there unequipped. You can't come there praying. You can't come there some unbishop so-and-so. That don't mean nothing to them. Do you have the power to help me in my situation? It must be equipped. These kind come out by prayer and fasting. That's what Jesus said. If you're going to be empowered, you're going to have to fast and pray. No fasting, no praying, you're not empowered. You're just like everybody else. You're just like the man of the seven sons of Sceva. You don't have nothing.
So
you're going to be empowered. Let's do it right. Let's do it like Jesus told his apostles. I'm going to breathe on you. I'm letting you feel me now. I'm just letting you get a little touch of what I'm like.
Come on.
He downloaded himself inside of them. He stepped inside of them. And when he stepped inside of them, then Peter stepped out that upper room with some power. He wasn't afraid no more. He wasn't the Peter he was before. Why? Because he had the power. He had the fire. He had something ignited him. He had an energy like none other. And that's what God wanted to give us. He gives us his divine empowerment, his divine enabling to get the job done. And that's what empowerment is, to be able to get the job done. You want to be able to get the job done in this crusade. We want to be able to get the job done. We would minister and teach. We don't want to just stand up there just to be talking. We want lives to be changed. We want lives to be transformed. We want to see God do in them what he did in us. Because somebody one day spoke to us in empowerment. Somebody witnessed to us one day with some power. I know they witnessed to me with some power. Agent, I was sitting at a bus stop. Didn't know what way I was coming. Didn't know I was here, but I was leaving. And God had somebody to witness to me at the bus stop, and he witnessed with so much conviction. He told me about Jesus with so much love, with so much conviction. And then when I looked at him, I could see God. I could see someone different about him. And when he witnessed to me about Jesus, that Sunday I was at that church, and I was going down in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and God filled me with the Holy Ghost, and I've been saved ever since.
Yes, Lord.
Because he was equipped. He didn't talk about him. All he talked about was Jesus. Do you know Jesus? Do you know what the Holy, do you have the Holy Ghost? I never heard of the Holy Ghost. What is the Holy Ghost? And he began to tell me about the Holy Ghost. I said, whatever you have, I need it. I said, because you look so clean. You look so clean. You look so happy. And I wasn't clean, and I wasn't happy, and I needed what he had. And he took time out at that bus stop. I missed the bus because he spoke with so much conviction. I didn't want to miss a word that he said, Adrian. And he talked to me about Jesus. And I've been saved. That's been over 35 years ago. I've been saved. Trials and tests, to disappointments, to hardship, my heart being wounded and my heart being scarred. But the Holy Ghost have kept me because I know that there is no other name under heaven given whereby we can be saved, Aaron. I know it. Glory to God. There is no other way but through Jesus. No other way. He said, you come any other way, you come as a thief and a robber. There's no other way to be saved than through Jesus Christ. So that has kept me. And I often think of, I say, God, if he hadn't been empowered, if he hadn't witnessed to me with such, he wasn't yelling, he wasn't screaming, he was just talking. But the Holy Ghost was in his voice. And all he talked to me was about Jesus, about how much Jesus loved me, how Jesus died for me, how Jesus was the answer. He didn't know what I was going through. He didn't know I was troubled and confused in my mind. He didn't like wandering the street, but he witnessed to me about the saving grace of Jesus.
Oh,
and I've been saved ever since. So we're going to be witnesses. I hear you, God. If we're going to be witnesses, if we're going to empower souls for destiny, let's do it the right way. Let's not be so anxious to empower people to get new houses and new cars, because you can have the new car, the new house, and still don't have Jesus in there. And still be lost when he comes. Let's point people to Jesus Christ. The Lord is soon to come. We don't know the day or hour he's coming. But we know that he is coming. And it's not his will that any man should perish. but that all should come to repentance. He wants everybody to be saved, even though we know everybody's not going to be saved. But as many as we can reach, God wants him to be saved. Jesus said, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. If we preach and teach with conviction, Adrian, I'm a living witness. The drug addict will give up the drugs. The drunk will give up the alcoholic bottle. And we witness with conviction. And that can only come when we empower ourselves. And we're praying and we're crying out to God. And we're keeping a repenting heart. And we need to put all of our hearts on the altar this season. And ask God to show us our own selves. God, show me what's in me, Lord, that's keeping me from being empowered like you want me to be empowered. Show me what's in me, God, that's keeping me from being that effective witness. We don't want to just be a witness, but we want to be an effective witness. We don't want to go to parks and have crusades and talk to people about Jesus and don't nothing happen. That's a waste of time and energy. So if we're going to go out there and do it, let's do it with some power. But let's make sure we are empowered so that when we go out there and witness, it will bring conviction to the people. The people will cry. They'll surrender. They'll let you pray for them. And many times, the mistake that we make in my closing, we try to hammer the word of God and people. We try to stuff it down their throat, the word of God. We don't have to do that, Adrian. If we're empowered, we can stand there and talk to them with so much love and be talking to them about Jesus to the point that they'll feel the love and they'll feel the compassion of Jesus coming out of us. And they'll know that it's real when it's coming out your mouth because you have had experience with Jesus Christ. You have felt his love. You have felt his compassion. So now freely you receive, freely you give. Now you can give it to them, what you have received. But it's the way you give it, and it has to be given with power. Father, I bless you today, Lord God. I bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. I love you today, God. Empower our souls for destiny, God. We know that our destiny is eternal life with you. Heaven is our destiny, Lord. We are striving and seeking to get to heaven. We have served you all these years, God, because we are striving to get to heaven. But on our way to heaven, God, you want us to bring someone with us. You want us to be witness, Lord. You said we shall be your witnesses, God. You want us to witness to these souls. You want us to stir up the body of Christ to come back to prayer, to come back to fasting, to come back and seek you, God. You told us to stir up one another, encourage one another that the Lord is coming. Are you praying? Are you fasting? Are you seeking God? God, help us, Lord, to be motivated, to be ignited, to be inspired, God, by all the words you have sent this week, God. Help us to be empowered for service, God. Help us to continue to do what you did when you were here, Jesus. Oh, let your spirit be upon us, Lord. Oh, like your spirit was upon the book of Acts, the early church, the saints. Be upon us. Breathe on us again. God, we need you to breathe on us. We need an outpour. We need a drenching of your spirit. We don't want just a mist, God. We just don't want a touch. But we want an outpour, God. We want to be soaked up. Oh, shout out. We want to be soaked up with your power to the point, God, that when we walk down the street, demons will have to scatter because they see your anointing. They see your power inside of us, God. People's hearts will be convicted and lives will be changed because of your power that lives on the inside of us, God. Lord, I bless you today. I worship you today for this subject today, God. You're calling us back to more of you, more prayer, more consecration. You're trying to get us ready, God, for the demonic forces that are in the world today that we cannot even see, God, that's going to manifest themselves as we get closer to the end time. Your coming, God. Equip us for service like you did your early church, Lord. And we're going to praise you for it. And we're going to thank you. Bless Daughter Bernard, God. Bless those that's coming for this crusade. I'm asking you, God, to help them prepare themselves before they go. Help them to be equipped in their minds. In their minds, God. Get their mind ready for what's ahead. Get their physical body, their physical bodies ready also to fast for what's ahead. Get them ignited, God, with your spirit for what's ahead, God. We want souls to be delivered. We want saints to be reclaimed. We want backsliders to come back to you, God. You're empowering us for so many reasons, God. We want ministries to be ignited, ministries to be sharpened, ministries to excel. You're empowering us for so many things, God. Get the team ready. Get those ready. Let them not come carnal-minded. Let them not come fleshly-minded. Let them walk in the demonstration of the power of you, God. Lord, we thank you for what you're going to do, God.
You gave it to her to do it, God.
Prove yourself, God. As you fast, as you pray, prove yourself, God. Let souls be delivered. Let them be set free, God. Let them give it up, God. Let them give it up, Lord. Let them give up the drugs and the alcohol, God. Let them give it up, God. Like they did in the book of Acts, God. Let thousands come to know you, Jesus. God, give them an upper room experience. Give them another upper room, a Pentecostal experience, God, before they do this crusade, God. Let them pray. Let them cry. Let them seek you, God. Cover the street. Cover the street. Cover the neighborhood. With your spirit. Breathe on the neighborhood. Breathe on the vessel. I'm asking that you do it today, Father. I'll give you glory for doing it. I'll give you honor. Empower us all, God. Empower us all, God. Refocus us. Refocus, God. Put us back on track. When we've got off track, when we've lost focus, when we've got distracted, put us back on track, God. And get us ready for this end time move. It's supernatural. It's a supernatural move, Adrian. It's a supernatural crusade that God is getting ready to do. It's a supernatural manifestation of the presence of God. It's a supernatural hour that we're getting ready to walk into. No longer business as usual. It's a supernatural right. God is raising up a remnant. He's trying to bring his remnant together for the supernatural. Manifestations of his glory so that he may get the glory out of it. That God will be glorified. The supernatural. It takes the power of God. It takes us praying and fasting. It takes us enduring hardness as a good soldier. It takes us going through. It takes us going through whatever we have to go through. We're just channels. We're just vessels. That he can work his power through. Will you be one that's on the line? Will you be a channel for God's power? Will you be a vessel? That God can use. I'll be one. Make Adrian one. Make Pastor Beatrice Martin one. Make Pastor Singleton one. Make all those that's coming. Make them a vessel for your power. Make them a channel for your power to work through God. Anoint the eyes, God. Anoint the eyes with the gift of discernment. Seeing and mightily through the eyes. Show the demons that's walking the street, God. Let them hear the hissing of the enemy. And give them power over it, God. Give them the power to cast these demons out, God. Ignite them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Cover them all with your blood. Cover them with your blood, God. Let them know the seriousness of this task. God, I'll bless you today. I'll praise you. I thank you for your word today, God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for what you're doing in me. Hi, Amen. I thank you for every leader, every pastor, every bishop, every apostle, every vessel that you're raising up that's willing to say yes to the call, God. To say yes to the call of being a soul for you. Yes to the call. I'm glad that you bless them. I'm glad that you bless their hands. Anoint their hands, God, with the gift of healing. Miracles, signs, and wonders. Let oil, I hear you, God. Let oil flow out of their hands. Hey, Sunday. That's
the universe.
Come out the apostles and the bishops, the pastors, the evangelists. Let it come out of their hands, God. Anoint their hands with the oil of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. God, I bless you. Get in their shadows, Lord. Let your anointing be in their shadows, God. Bring healing and deliverance. Heaven will sell out to you after this day, God. Bring them up to where they need to be, God. Forgive any sin in their lives. Forgive any sin on the line. Forgive all sin. Hey, I hear you, God. Forgive all sin. Forgive all sin on the line. Forgive it today, God. And make them what you would have them to be. Make us the vessels, God, of honor and not dishonor. Don't let us bring no shame or embarrassment to your name. Don't let us bring no shame to the body of Christ. Don't let our names be on TV and radios, God, where we have failed you, God. Help us, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, and I bless you today. Strengthen Adrian's body. Her body needs strength, God. Give Adrian strength. Such a task is upon her shoulders, God. She's been trusting you every step of the way. Give her strength, God. Bring the finances in. Bring the finances, the donations, the seeds. Bring it in to her, God. In the name of Jesus. Strengthen her bones. Strengthen her legs. Strengthen her joints. Strengthen her as she lay on the floor, wrapped in the press shawl. Strengthen her. Oh, God, I see you in the press shawl, Adrian, wrapped up. I see you wrapped up praying, talking to God about the mistake. I see you wrapped up, and I don't want to show you. God, give us strength. When she's sitting in her car, God. When she's praying in her car, give us strength. Give us strength, God. Oh, Sunday, give us strength, God. Open that door. Make that way. Bless her, God. Bless all the saints down there, God. Bless Bishop Blake. Bless the Blake brothers that have helped her, encouraged her.
Yes.
Bless God. Them. Yes. Bless their ministry. Bless their home. Bless their family. Bless them, God. Ignite them. Ignite them. Empower them, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, touch a mother. Touch a mother, God. I'm asking that you draw a mother this season. Empower Asian, God. Bring conviction to our mother's heart. Bring conviction to her relatives. Bring conviction to them, God. Let the Holy Spirit draw. Send your spirit out there and pull them in, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Touch Dawn. Touch Dawn in her body. Touch Dawn in her muscles, her joints. Touch in her leg. Touch her today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Touch her son. Look at her son. Courage his heart. God, you're able to draw. You're able to save. In the mighty name of Jesus, heal all sickness on this line, every infirmity on this line. Why, hear God, go into their bodies, their minds. Straighten out the finances for somebody on this line. Give them a financial miracle, God. Make ways and open doors, God. Oh, Shabbat, this line, God. In the name of Jesus, help them to get rid of it, God. Everything that should be in their lives, help them to get rid of it. Every house that shouldn't be there, help them to get rid of it. Every business to God, help them to turn a deaf ear. That you empower them, God. Help them, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I bless you for this day. And I praise you for this day, God. For we shall be empowered with your anointing. For your spirit shall sit upon us, God.
Your
presence shall rest upon us in a greater measure. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I bless you today, Lord God. I worship you today, God. Let us be real vessels. Let us be clean vessels. Let us present our bodies as a living sacrifice unto you, God. Let us be holy, God. Let us walk circumspectly, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Purge us. Purge us from every desire, from every habit, from every stronghold, God, that has overtaken our minds and our body. Set us free today, God, through the power of the Holy Ghost. Set us free. Set us free, God. You're not looking at our titles. You're looking at the life that we're living, God. You're listening to the words that we're saying. You're looking at the deeds that we are doing. Set us free, God. In the name of Jesus. Father, and I bless you today. And I'll give you all the glory, God. I'm going to praise you now for the souls that's going to be saved in this crusade. I'm going to thank you now for the souls that will be delivered in this crusade. I'm going to thank you now for the souls that will get baptized in this crusade. In the mighty name of Jesus, consecrate the place, God. Let your spirit be in the place. Let your angels walk in the place. In the divine visitation. No more sikini me, let your glory come in the place. Cover the ground. Cover the building. Cover the parking lot. Oh, shini kuniya sa. Let your angels walk on the ground, God. Consecrating it to you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, and I give you glory. And I give you honor. And I give you praise. And it shall be so, God. And it shall be so. Oh, shikabasa. Inanamose. It shall be so, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. And it will not be in vain. It will not be in vain. It will not be in vain. In the mighty name of Jesus. God said, they come equipped, Adrian. If they come prepared, if they come have done what he has said to do, God said, it will not be in vain. It will not be in vain. Father, I bless you. And I praise you for it. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, Adrian. May the Lord bless you, Adrian. May the Lord keep you. May heaven smile upon you. May God give you strength in the season of your life to do the works of Jesus Christ. May God anoint your hands. May God anoint your eyes. May God anoint your ears that you will hear the voice of God. May God anoint you afresh. Signs, miracles, and wonders will be wrought by the laying on of your hands. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, God. Have your way. Thank you today, God. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, daughter. God bless you. Thank you, Father. God. Yes, Lord, I praise you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, I praise you. I thank you today, God. You're worthy to be praised. Yes, Lord, I thank you. Endow us, God. Endow us, God, with the power of the Holy Ghost. Endow us, God. Yes, Lord. Endow us, God. Yes, Lord. We need more of you, God. Endow us, God. For it's not by might, but by my power, by your spirit, says the Lord. Oh, I hear that. God says, not by might, but by my power. It's not by any human ability, but it's by his spirit, said the Lord. Yes, God. It's not by might. It's not by what man can do, but it's by his spirit. Yes, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Touch somebody's legs on the line. Touch somebody's knees on the line. Go down to the sole of their feet, God.
Thank
touch
you,
their body today. In the name of Jesus.
Yeah, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, I hear you, God. I hear it again, angel. Not by might. He says, not by power, by his spirit. It's his spirit that's going to get the job done.
Yes, God.
God, it's his spirit that's going to get the job done. It's the spirit, agent. It's the spirit that's going to get the job done. Thank you, God. Praise you, God. Hallelujah. And we bless you, Father. And we bless you today. And we bless you today, God. And we bless you today, God. And we bless you today, God. And we bless you today. God bless you, Adrian.
Hallelujah. Bless you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we bless you today, God. You're the most high.
I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, 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 glory.
Thank you, Nana Mosta.
Mosta, you don't know Mosta. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Oh, we bless you today, God. Oh, we give you glory, God.
Yes, God. Woo, hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. We have a lot of callers on the line today. I'm going to let Mother pray for as many as she can. I don't know what she wants to. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Oh, Jesus. We have a lot of callers.
Hallelujah.
Yes, glory. I see Mother Cannon and Mother Cannon and Mother Cherry. Let me go to Mother Cannon. Lansing, Michigan. God bless you, Mother. You know, Messiah. Mother Cannon.
Praise,
you know, Messiah. God
praise
bless
the Lord,
you,
everybody.
Praise
I
him.
Am so happy that I was able to hear the word of God today. It was so powerful, so encouraging. And the people of God need to get back online because Jesus is coming back. And he's coming for those that are ready. Saints of God, we got a job to do. People need God in their lives. And the only way that they will know about through the word of God and the saints of the Most High God. I am so thankful. I don't know that, I don't know if she's evangelist or pastor. I was a little late getting online. But I have enjoyed her today. And I thank God for the word. That's the only thing that's going to take us through here is the word of God. And to live according to his word. He's a great God, and I love him. And I thank him for what my ears have heard, my heart received today. May God bless you all and continue to pray for one another that God's will be done in our lives. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Is her name Mother Cannon?
Yeah, Mother Mary Cannon.
Mother Mary Cannon?
Yes.
May the Lord bless you, Mother Cannon. May the Lord strengthen your body. May God give you the desires of your heart.
Thank
in your
you.
Older years, may God let you see some of your prayers answered.
Yes.
And your desires manifest before your eyes. May God strengthen you. May God keep you. May God bless and prosper the work of your hands. May God let some supernatural gifts be poured into your life.
Yes,
may
Lord.
Some checks come to the mailbox. Some money come to the mailbox. May God touch somebody's heart to bless you financially. And may God strengthen your body regulate your breathing, that when you lay down at night, you don't have any kind of shortness of breath, that your body will just be strong, that your body will be strengthened, that God will even strengthen your eyes and strengthen your vision.
Yes, Lord.
And that God will just touch your eyes and strengthen your vision. More and more.
Hallelujah.
Smile upon you, Mother.
Jesus, I love you, Lord.
I hear you. May God bless you, Mother. May God keep
you
covered with his blood.
Amen.
May God bless you, Mother.
Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Good to see you, Mother. Amen.
Adrian, it's good to hear from you.
Amen. I haven't got that. I'm going to get that stuff off to you, Mother, today. Hallelujah.
All right.
Be looking for it. God bless you.
I will. I'll be here waiting on it.
All right, Mother. She is a
servant
of prophetess, heiress, and Mother Cannon. All the way out
God
of
bless
this.
You, Mother.
God bless you, Mother. We're going to go to
Prophetess Mother.
So many on the line today. Aaron Singleton. Aaron had asked for prayer. I didn't know he was going to be able to get on Prophetess Harrison.
Right.
So we're going to get to him after Prophetess Glover, then Pastor Miracle, if she's still on the line after her. And Prophetess Glover, God bless you.
All right. Praise the Lord. It's certainly good to be able to be on the line today. Thank you so much, Pastor Adrian, for what you're doing, as well as Prophetess Harrison. Thank you for the word. I told Pastor Adrian earlier this week I was going to try to listen in, and so it's good to hear your voice and good to hear God continuing to do all that he does with your life and ministry. Praise the Lord.
God bless you, Prophetess Glover. I pray that God will give you continue to give you health and strength, and that God will continue to bless you, Prophetess Glover. And I hear the Lord say, in spite of all that you have gone through, and all of your disappointment, your letdowns, your pain, that he yet has not forgotten about you. And he is going to fulfill every promise that he has made to you. You be blessed, Prophetess Glover.
God bless you, Pastor Harrison. Thank you, dear. Thank you. I receive it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, hallelujah. Aaron Singleton, Minister Aaron Singleton, and then Pastor Miracle. If anybody else, you could hit your one key, and I'll know you want prayer. Hit the number one key while you're on the line. All you got to do is press one, and I'll know to come right to you. Aaron Singleton, God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise
appreciate it. I had to get off because I was cooking. And that was it, so I had to jump back on. I was just explaining to somebody right here. I got my brother-in-law's brother. His name is Kenny Robinson. He's right here in the kitchen with me. I was telling him about the broadcast, and I told him that I'm going to give him the number so he can get in touch. Say praise the Lord. Can y'all
praise
hear him?
Praise the Lord.
You just saying praise the Lord.
And that's so I was I just need a special prayer for August the 28th on my birthday. That's all.
Heavenly Father, I ask that you touch Brother Aaron.
God. Yes, in serious prayer.
Is it okay to pray for him, Major?
Yes, Mother.
All right.
I thought he was the most.
I ask that you bless Aaron on his birthday, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, you know what his request is. You know what it is that he needs to be done, God. You know what it is that he needs to be done, and I'm asking that you just bless him. And the delay is coming. You're coming on his birthday, Lord God. Give him a closer walk with thee. Give him a mind to seek you like never before. And raise him up and use him, God, for your glory and for your honor, God. And keep him healthy. Keep his mind healthy. Keep his mind healthy in the name of Jesus. And we bless you, God, in Jesus' name. God bless you, Brother Aaron.
Thank you.
You, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. I see Prophet Davis on here, too. Let me see.
Thank
Lord,
you.
I don't have no help today, so you all there with me.
Be closed. All the lines
Hallelujah. Amen. Prophet, that's the miracle.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I just want to say, you know, how blessed I was today, and I know it was for me to be listening in today, and I'm very humbled because I know that, you know, what you're saying about where we are and what God wants to do, I know that that's my purpose, and I know that that's the purpose of this ministry. I know that God has connected us all for that, and I thank God for the realness and the truth, because we do have to fast. I mean, we have to do these things. And what we want to do on the earth, fulfill our assignment, it doesn't come free. You know, we have to pay the cost for that. And, you know, just to be a part of this, to get this end-time harvest in for the Lord, it's for Jesus. And so I'm just requesting prayer for myself and our ministry here in Houston, God's House Church International. And I thank God, and I thank you, woman of God, for the word today. And I was changed forever. Thank you.
Amen. We give God praise. This is a Pastor Miracle, Adrian. Haven't she been your broadcast before? I haven't heard her, I don't believe, but I've heard the name. Whatever I hear your name, Pastor Miracle, and even I hear your voice, I hear God say a sold-out vessel. He wants you to be a sold-out vessel. And many times the enemy will come to distract us, and he will get us off focus from our purpose. But this season he wants you to be a sold-out, truly dedicated, consecrated vessel for him. The prophetic gift is inside of you. There is so much that God has placed inside of you that he wants to bring out this season and use you in that area. But he doesn't want you to become distracted with trials, tests, with people. He wants you to stay focused. You are a chosen vessel for him, and you're precious to him. Every time I hear your name, when I hear your name, God talks to me about you. You are a chosen vessel for him, and he really wants to use you. But he doesn't want you to get distracted with people, their opinions, and what they think, what they say. He wants you to stay focused. He wants you to stay focused. And even through your hurt and disappointment, even through that situation, I hear God say that you went through. God said, you stay focused. You are are a sold-out vessel for the Lord. And
he
ain't come to you. And I'm going to keep praying that God will elevate you and that God will raise you up and that God will use you, because it's not too late for God to do through you what he wants you to do. All you have to do is just say, God, yes, I'll be a sold-out vessel. I will fast. I will pray. Because, you know, we can know the word, but we can still have areas in our spiritual life that we haven't come up to yet. And God wants us to come up in every area of our spiritual life. We may have two spiritual walls up and they have two spiritual walls down. But this season, God has said all of our spiritual walls are going to have to be up. Prayer, fasting, the word, and praise. They're going to all have to be up, because he doesn't want us to let the enemy come in and overtake us. And wherever you let that wall down, that's where the enemy is going to come in. And you don't want the anointing that you do have upon your life to start seeping out, okay? So I'm going to be praying for you, daughter. God bless you. All right.
Thank God for you.
God bless you.
Amen, amen. God bless. We're going to, hallelujah, I go to area code 843. Last four of your numbers, 8085. I believe it's in the Carolinas. I don't know if this is one of Prophet Harrison's sons or daughters. I don't know.
Yes,
area code 843.
Yes, ma'am. It's Alfred Rose, Brother Alfred Rose.
God bless you, man of God.
Yes, Mama Harrison, I tell you, I thank God for this profound word. I was at my mom's house doing some work when my sister called me, and I just had to put it on speakerphone so my mom could actually get some of what was being said, and the only thing she could do was shake her head and be encouraged. So I'm really thankful for being able to come online and being able to listen and get ministered to, knowing that God speaks so profoundly on what we need, And sometimes the word comes forth the way it comes forth because at that present time we need it. And I'm so thankful for being able to be fed. I'm thankful for being able to be humble. I'm thankful for being able to see where I was in the word and actually saying, God, you know, we as a people have to do better. There was a song that God allowed me to sing at my dad's funeral probably about a month and a half ago, and Shekinah Glory sung the song, but he just kept telling me and that I needed to sing yes, yes, but there was a part in the song that was saying, there is more that I require of you. There is more that I require of you. There is more that I require of you. And I'm saying, God, I thank you because sometimes we can get slack, not saying that we're, sometimes we don't even realize when we drift off. And sometimes it don't have to be drifting. Sometimes God just requires more the next day than he did the day before.
Come on.
I'm so thankful for being able to tap into and see what God actually wants to do. And I thank God for something that was done today that was renewal. I thank God for giving us as a people what we need and giving us what we desire at that present time that we could do and be equipped for the work. Because like what we're saying in the word, Pentecost is where it started. And the former rain, and we know that there's a latter rain that's coming, and we got to be ready for it when it comes. And this is the preparation time. So I thank God for what he has spoke today, and I humbly received this, every bit of it. From the time I got on, I just had to tune in. I didn't want to say anything because I didn't want to miss nothing. But I was just so thankful to be able to sit down beside my mother and share that because even though we went through what we went through, I realized that God did not make a mistake when he took my dad. He just allowed some things to happen, and God just allowed me to know that there's some position I require you to step up in. But at the same time, I said, God, yes, I'll do it. And I'm just so thankful for his word and what he has done. So, I mean, I thank God for all the testimonies that I've heard up until this present time. But I'm just humbled to be on the line. I'm just humbled to be a part of something great. I'm just so humbled to be a part of something that God is actually wanting to do. And what he's saying to one, he's saying to all. And I'm actually talking about me personally. So I thank God again for his many blessings and just glad to be on the line.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Alpha Lee. It's good to hear your voice on today. Heavenly Father, I bless you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes. Lord, we thank you for your word, Lord. Iron sharpened iron, God. We thank you for your word today, God.
Thank
you. We thank you for renewing of your spirit on Alpha Lee. And, Lord, I bring him before you today, God. I'm asking that you touch him. I'm asking that you bless him. I'm asking
yes,
you,
Lord.
God, that you restore unto him everything that the enemy has taken. Everything that the enemy desired to sift him out, I'm asking that you restore it back to him. Help him to keep his spiritual walls up, God. Fortify him, God. Make
yes,
him
Lord.
Steadfast, God. In the
Thank
name
you,
of
God.
Jesus, Lord. Let it not be his will, but your will in everything
your
that he
will,
seek
God.
Out to do. Help him to acknowledge you in all of his ways that you will direct
yes,
his path. Help him to say yes all the way to you, God.
Oh,
because there
yes,
is
Lord.
More that you are requiring of him. Help him to forsake everything and everybody that shouldn't be in his life, God.
Yes,
help him to walk
yes.
circumspectly. Help him to be a clean, holy vessel for you, God. Help him
yes.
to be that mighty man of valor that you called and chosen him from his mother's womb to be. Let
yes,
him not be
God.
Distracted. Let him not be toward to the right or to the left. Let him not
yes,
drift back, but let him keep his eyes upon you, God. Let him keep moving
Jesus.
Forward in the things of you.
Oh, yes,
God,
yes.
I ask that you bless him in a special way. Give him a financial increase, God.
Thank
Work
you,
some
God.
Things out for him. Turn some things around. Get in some
yes,
papers.
Lord.
Make decisions for him.
Yes.
Only you can make decisions that only you can make, God.
Yes,
bless
Lord.
Him in a special way. Bless his mother. Look on
yes.
mother today, God. Bless you, mother. Bless her.
Hallelujah.
Bless her mother today, God. Encourage
yes,
mother's
God.
Heart today,
yes,
God.
God.
Keep her strengthened today, God.
Yes,
in
Lord.
The name
Lord.
Of Jesus. Let her be watchful.
Jesus.
Let her be prayerful in this time,
yes,
God.
Lord.
This time, the morning, God, I'm asking you to let her be watchful and let her be prayerful of who comes around
Please,
her, God.
Lord.
Who
Please,
comes
Lord.
In out of the
yes.
house, God. Echo,
yes,
God. Help her to be watchful, God, in the name
yes,
of
Lord.
Jesus. Fortify, Mother.
and make her strong. Keep her heart encouraged, God. Keep her with a prayer, Lord, in her heart, a praise on her lips. Keep her praising you, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, bless all of her children, God. Bless them all. God, the ones that don't know you like they should, bring them back to you. Draw their heart and their mind to you, God. In the name of Jesus. Look at her grandchildren, God. Cover all of her offspring. Cover them,
yes,
God. In the name of Messiah. In the name of Jesus. Cover the house where she lives. Cover the ground, Father. Let your blood prevail over her, God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Strengthen mother and her body. Strengthen her today, God. In the name of touch the other son, God. The son, God. Touch that son that's wavering. Wavering in the mind, in the heart. Touch him, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I hear you. Touch him today. In the name of God. Yes, Lord. Touch him and draw him. Draw him. Draw him. In the name of
God.
Jesus. We bless you today. In Jesus' name. Amen. One of your brothers, one of the sons, is wavering in his mind. He got a battle going on in his mind. He got a battle going on in his mind. He got a battle going on the inside of him. He got a battle going on. I'm going to pray that the Holy Ghost arrest him.
Yes, Lord.
The Holy Ghost needs to arrest him.
Yes, yes.
He got a battle going on. He got a battle going on. But I pray the Holy Ghost arrest him. You all be blessed. I love you, Mother.
Love you, too.
God bless you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. You see, I got another 803, then I'm coming to you, Pastor Beatrice. I got about four more callers, Mother, and I'm going to let you all get out of here. Area code 803, the last four of your numbers, 5584. God bless you, Elder Rouse, for coming on today. Area code 803-5584.
God bless you. Hey, this is Apostle Clark in Columbia, South Carolina. How you doing?
How you doing, Apostle Clark? Wow.
I
God
am
bless
doing
you.
Fine. Yourself, Evangelist Bernard.
Oh, you gotta get we haven't heard you in a long time. You gotta get I know you're back in school when you have some free time. Hit us up. Powerful man of God. So good to hear you, Apostle Clark.
Good to hear you, too, and I had a chance to hear Apostle Harrison, also my spiritual mother and mentor in the Lord. We had an opportunity to tune in on the way home from work. I didn't hear the entire message, but what I heard was certainly sent from the Lord and given by divine assignment on today. So we praise God for the message and just concentrating on being in the presence of the Lord. There's no better place to be in. And, you know, the way the word was broken down today, Mother, and especially when you hit on, I think it's in John when you said the Lord breathed on them and he said, receive the Holy Ghost. You said that was the breathing upon. But then they had to be filled. They had to be empowered. Coming from the inside, and there's definitely a difference from when the wind blows on you than when the wind blows out of you by the witnessing and by the teaching and by the demonstration and power of the Holy Spirit. God is just giving you so much revelation in the area of fasting and prayer and spending time in his presence. And I want to thank you personally just for how much you have taught me about spending time with the Lord. And when you spend that time with the Lord, when you leave his presence, you leave with the word, you leave renewed, you leave revived, you leave feeling like that even the enemy can't even touch you when he throws his best at you. And I'll end on this. When Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane and he had all of his 12, he had 11 of them with him because one of them betrayed him. And when Peter cut off the enemy's ear, you know, it was as if Jesus said, don't cut off the enemy's ear yet. I've got some more work to do here. And he said these words. He said, and he was referencing to the enemy, that this is your hour. So in other words, within this time frame, he knew that the enemy was going to throw everything at him that he could think of. The enemy gave him his best punch, put him on the cross. But the difference was that even Jesus Christ himself, even though he was God in the flesh, had to spend time with God. And because he spent so much time with God, nothing that the enemy did was able to stop him. So we bless God today. I thank God for that word, and may the Lord just bless you, Mother. May the Lord smile upon you. May the Lord continue to give you elevation and increase and bless your ministry and just give you signs and wonders and more signs and wonders and do greater in you in these
thank
next
you,
5 months in the year. God bless you. God bless you, Evangelist Bernard.
God bless you,
Pastor
Clark. Pastor Clark, while you were speaking, I saw an angel stand over your right shoulder. I saw an angel appear behind you over your right shoulder. Get ready for more impartation. Get ready for more revelation. Get ready for more insight.
He's standing over
your right shoulder. I see the anointing going down your arm, your right arm into your hand. God's going to use you in a mighty area of deliverance, signs, miracles, and wonders. You're setting it in the church. You're laying out before God has not been in vain. He's going to give you just what you asked for. Hey, King, he's going to give you what you prayed for. Hey, King, he's going to give you what you sacrificed from your food and from your wife and from your children. He's going to give you what you asked for. Many times you went in there, your body wasn't feel good. Even while you were in there, the enemy tried to attack your body, tried to attack your mind, and make you feel good in vain. But I see an angel standing there. God, I hear you. He's going to give you what you asked for. And I hear God saying, anoint your feet. Anoint your feet, because you're going to start walking in the supernatural. It's going to feel like your feet is even on the ground. My God, I see
thank
it.
You, Lord
anoint your feet. Anoint your feet. I even see you preaching. And God going to tell you, take your shoes off. He's going to say, take your shoes off. And get out of my sight. I see you barefooted. I see you walking with your socks on. When God came to do that, the Holy Ghost has gotten in your feet. God has showed up. Glory has shown up. And Father, we thank you for the angel. We thank you.
Thank you,
Lord. The next level of anointing. We thank you for walking in the Spirit. You're going to walk in the Spirit. You're going to lay hands. My God, I see blinded eyes, tumors, cancers. Oh, God, I see it in and out of my spot. Your shutting in heaven been you have laid in the presence of God. You have slept with God. You have slept with His feet. You have laid and cried. I see you in the presence of God. This is your hour. This is your season to be rewarded. And so, Father, we bless
you.
And Father, we praise you. And we give you glory. And we give you honor. In Jesus' name. It's worth it all.
God. Thank you, Jesus.
I can't go my Sunday because you ask God, let me know, God. I don't want this to be in vain. Let me know, God.
God bless you real good, Apostle Clark.
Thank you,
Apostle
Jesus.
Abraham, Walter Clark.
Thank you.
God bless you in this season of the supernatural.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Even your robe finna change. You won't be wearing those same robes you wore before.
Yes.
Something finna change that. Oh, yeah.
Come on now.
He's going to change that. You will not flow like Benny Hinn. You will not flow like Apostle Chris. You're going to flow like Dr. Walter Abraham Clark, God said. He was going to put some on you that Benny Hinn don't have, that Pastor Chris don't have. This is going to be unique all by himself. Sunday. This is unique all by yourself. God giving you something different. Because when you ask for their anointing, you ask for their trial. When you ask for their anointing, you ask for their suffering. God said you have your own gift. He has uniquely given
you.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
God bless you, Jesus.
You
go on and eat now. Eat and get your body back in health. Eat and refresh your body. Eat and renew your body. God said it wasn't all in vain. Go ahead and eat now. Build your body back up. Get on your vitamins. Get on your juice, your health reducer. God said it wasn't in vain. And hurry up and write your book. Hurry up and get your book out. Hurry up and put it on the paper. Hurry up.
Yes, God.
You got a time to do it.
Thank you, Lord. God bless you real good, son.
And he's going to touch your lower back. He's going to touch your lower back. He's going to touch your lower back. He's going to touch your head. The devil is a liar. He will not keep attacking your head. He's going to cover you. He's going to cover you. He's going to cover you.
Yes,
in Jesus' name. God bless you, Jesus. God bless you, Adrian. God bless you, Papa. Got two more. I think I got Pastor Beatrice and Sister Leslie.
Thank you.
Oh, and a 922 number they dropped off, though. God bless you, Pastor Martin. God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
We had a lot of callers, Prophetess Hanson. I didn't mean to hold you this long.
Yes.
All
right, that's okay.
Pastor B,
God bless you.
God
bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I really enjoyed your words.
Thank you.
You really blessed my spirit because you made some powerful points, and God has empowered you surely today with this message. And, you know, it just was a blessing how you spoke about how in order to empower somebody, we must be empowered ourselves. And you spoke about how God used the disciples and how he empowered them. And you said we have to keep prayer and fasting in our life. We can't go out and win souls when we're not saved and filled with the Holy Ghost ourselves. So you gave a lot of powerful points, and I just want to thank you for that. You know, that's with me. How Jesus is made manifest to destroy the works of the devil. And that's why God wants to empower us. We can destroy the works of the devil as well. And I just want to tell you, thank you for the awesome words. And prayer for others and prayer for my nieces. With all of my nieces.
Mm.
That God will save them and deliver them. And prayer for my family. It's her birthday, and I would like prayer for her as well. God bless
you. You say prayer for who?
My mother and for all my nieces, for my nieces.
All
my nieces, you know, and prayer for my grandbaby as well. Today is her birthday. Prayer for her.
All right. God bless you, Pastor Beatrice. God bless you, daughter. Heaven smile upon you today. Father, we thank you for Pastor Beatrice Martin. We thank you for It's About Jesus Ministries. We thank you for all that you have begun to do and that you will continue to do. For you shall complete the work that you have started in the ministry. So we thank you, Lord, for completing the work in her. We thank you for giving her revelation. We thank you for giving her insight. We thank you for giving her some things that you want her to know. Plus the time move that you're going to use her in. I see God using you, Pastor, the actress with demons.
I see God using you with you stretching forth your hand at their stomach, right at the stomach, and you're calling these unclean spirits out. I see them coming out screaming. I see them coming out howling. God is going to use you in fresh fire because you told God whatever it is that he wants you to do, you would do. You told God no matter what come or go, whatever he required of you, you would give that to him. You told God that. You have talked to God. You have cried. You have wept through everything you have gone through. You told God, God, no matter what, I will serve you. I will live for you. I don't care what's being said about me. I don't care what people are going to do. I don't care what is happening. I will serve you. I would do what you call me to do. You are a soul winner, and God is going to empower you. God has already begun to empower you, but you're going to have a greater empowerment as you pray and as you fast and as you seek God, and God even touch your wrists and touch your body. See, the enemy comes and touch our bodies because he knows God's going to use your hands. You're going to lay hands. He's trying to attack your wrists. He's trying to attack the body. Hey, King Nikoshine, I hear you, Lord. So that you would not stretch forth your hands. But I hear God say, that's not going to even be a problem. That's not going to be a problem because the word is going to come out of your mire. Your mouth so forceful and so profound. And my God, and so, it's going to be amazing how he comes out. Then you won't even have to use your hand. Just the word under the anointing going to bring conviction, glory to God. And God's going to use you in a mighty way, in a mighty way. So, Father, we bless you. For her, you've heard her prayer request, this Lord. We thank you for the granddaughter, God's birthday today. And I ask that you bless her mother, bless all the prayer requests that she has out before you today. And we thank you for how you're going to empower her on the street, how you're going to use her in a mighty way. For God said he's already equipped you for the street. Why? Because you come out of the street. You know the spirit when you see them. It's already inside of you. It won't even surprise you. It won't even shock you. It won't be too much out that you haven't seen. My God, but he's going to use you out there. He's going to use you through your testimony. Through your testimony, I hear God say, people are going to become convicted. Just through your testimony, because they're going to look at you and they're going to say, I can't believe you did that. I can't believe you was into that. I can't believe you was involved in that. Through your testimony, God's going to use some of them to come to Jesus Christ. So, Father, we bless you for her. Bless her husband. Cover him with your blood. We thank you here, God, for him being by her, for him opening up a way for her to just do what you have already done. We thank you. We dare not forget husband, God. We ask that you bless her husband, God, and keep him encouraged. Draw him even closer. Complete what you started in him. Heal him. Heal him. Heal him, God, and bring him back to you, Lord, like never before. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, daughter. God bless you, Pastor Beatrice Martin. Amen. All right, Adrian.
All right, this is
that
nothing.
It?
Yeah,
is that it?
Sister Leslie, and that's it.
All
you're
right.
On a top of this glove. I don't
all
know
right.
If she wants to say another word to you or not.
All right, because I'm gonna have to.
Can you hear
me? My
yes, Sister
tired.
Leslie.
All right.
Okay. Can you hear me?
God
yes.
Bless you, daughter.
Okay, giving honor to God, I just know that this message was for me. I just pray for empowerment and a stronger urge to fast and pray with urgency because I do feel like I'm operating in my own strength because I am frustrated in my walk. I am irritated in my walk, and I'm walking towards Jesus, but I'm also hurting. So I just want a greater empowerment from the Holy Spirit and not do things in my own power because I'm weak and I'm tired.
All right, then. Heavenly Father, I ask that you look upon daughter Leslie today. And you've heard her prayer request, Lord. You said, they that wait upon you, Lord, shall renew their strength. Lord, as she waited upon you in worship and in praise, as she just even lays in your presence, God, Holy Spirit, I ask that you just come over her, saturate her, God. You are the renewer of our strength. You're the only one that can mount us up, God. So I ask that you undergird her, God, and mount her up. Take her where she needs to go, Lord. God, deliver all frustration and everything and anything and anybody that's causing the frustration. God, I ask that you to step in and intervene and work it out. You see her love for you. You see her heart for you. But it is people, God. It is people that's causing the frustration. Things she sees, things she hears them say that's bothering her, God. And she can't release and say like she wants to. But I'm asking that you go inside. I'm asking that you heal her. I'm asking that you do inside of her that needs to be done.
Bless her husband, God, her children. Continue to make ways for them. And just bless them up. Raise them up in this end time. Make this couple, God, vessels of honor. Make them vessels, God, soul winners for you, God, in the name of you. You want to use couples. You want to use families. You want to use us, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and bless her in the name of Jesus. And keep her mind. Keep her mind. Keep her mind. God, let her mind be sound. Let it be sound.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
God bless
Amen.
You, thank you. Yeah.
Amen.
You.
God bless Sister Leslie. We're going to bring back Prophetess Glover and
thank
let her
God.
Pray over Prophetess Harrison.
Thank
I know she done exerted a lot of energy
yes,
today,
Lord.
And she also
thank
has
Jesus.
Something to say to you, Prophetess
right.
Harrison. So Prophetess
okay.
Glover, go right ahead, and we're going to let her
thank
you,
Lord.
I'm going to
speak to Prophetess Harrison, but what I want to do first is Pastor Miracle, is she still on the line?
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, you're still on the line. That's a miracle.
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay,
amen.
I just
amen.
Want to
I'm
share,
still here.
Okay, good. I'm going to share this with you just by the leading of the Lord. Prophetess Harrison has already spoken a word into your life, and I agree with that. But I'm going to tell you something that the Lord spoke to me a few minutes later for you, and this may help you. But I want it to be a blessing to you. The Lord told me to tell you that you need to go on a fast for yourself,
thank
a time of fasting for yourself.
Thank you, God.
Uh-huh. That the curse that has been sent your way in your direction, that the curse is going to be broken now, not just
you,
by
God.
The prophetic word and the spoken
praise
word of
God.
Others, but the curse is going to be broken
God.
By the discipline that you have
thank
to fast
God.
And pray and break
praise
the curse
God.
Of the enemy
thank
off of your life. This I said,
thank you,
I said, God says that the power
thank
of prayer and fasting that you do in this next season, it's going to break the curse off of your life. It's not going to come by the hand of anyone else. And watch this. It's going to free your ministry, free your church, and he's going to be able to reverse the curse that it may be a testimony and a testament of what you've been through, and he's going to erase the shame that comes with it. But I say, God says that the spirit of discipline to be a disciple of obedience, of fasting and prayer through you is going to be broken. I would have said it. I watch this. I would have said it privately, but watch this. God says the power of obedience has to come in agreement that you'll be able to do it because a disciplined disciple to be obedient to God. 3 days down, fasting and praying. I said, God said your obedience fully is the only thing that's going to break the curse.
Mm.
Amen.
Mm.
Hallelujah,
that's
hallelujah,
the word of the
I
Lord.
Receive it.
Very rare that he send me directly. But I said, the Lord says, say it to you. And I said, God, if it be your will, they'll come back for me. And God spoke it to me. He said, nothing's going to break the curse but your obedience to the things of God in this season. That's the word of the Lord for your life, for your ministry, for the new direction, and if you'll have it. So we thank God for what he does. God, I just thank you already today for what he's done with Pastor and Prophetess Harrison and what he's doing in her life and ministry. God, touch the woman of God. Touch, heal, and deliver like only you can, God. Everything that she's spoken, everything that she's poured out, God, you've given her the heart and the tongue of the learned on today. Strengthen her body, and God, keep her body strong. Touch her husband. God, keep him strong. And God, I thank you, Lord God, right now that you said you're going to bless her and bless their ministry. Strengthen them, Lord God, physically, emotionally, and financially, Lord God. Right now, Lord God, come back and, Lord God, come in. We reverse, Lord God, every attack. Lord God, every whispering spirit, Lord God, that would come, Lord God. But souls, Lord God, connect them to the anointing, Lord God, to increase her for that you called her to do, Lord God. She's labored before you. Now, God, give her, Lord God, faithful reward, Lord God, of the things, Lord God, on earth that you promised her.
the Lord God. Continue to lift the Lord God. For you said according to your word, thou, O Lord, are a shield for us in the glory and the lifter of our heads, Lord God. I thank you for lifting our head, Lord God, right now. I thank you for strengthening her body, Lord God, right now. I thank you that her spirit is increased, Lord God, like only you could increase her, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, right now, that every word that she's spoken, Lord God, in this lifetime shall not fall to the ground, Lord God. We thank you for the direction. We thank you for the correction. And we thank you, Lord God, for the movement and the motion of what you're doing. Lord God, touch like never before. And in the words she's spoken into the life of others, Lord God, bring them back to a place like only you can. Yes, God, I thank you for this woman and God, what she's doing, God. I thank you for the urgency, Lord God, by which she seeks you, Lord God. And right now, Lord God, let her be a witness, Lord God, that her enemies, Lord God, that you are still with her. Lord God, that you are still with your prophet, that you are still with your servant, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for this we say thank you, Lord God. And Lord God, I hit the head. He said some things he's going to do just because the devil said he wasn't. He said not some things he's going to do just to prove that he's God. He won't declare it. The work of God, that he'll do it for his glory, that he may make his word may not be ashamed, that you may not be embarrassed by the word. I prophesy only according to the word of God. And every word that you speak, God, you bring it to pass. And God, you said you would not let her be ashamed. God, you said that you wouldn't let her be ashamed. God, you said you wouldn't let any word fall to the ground. She's your prophet. She's your son.
I praise you.
To come from us and to you. Lord God, of your works. God, we thank you, Lord God, right now.
Thank you,
and God, a special
anointing
and special miracle shall she do, Lord God, according to your word. God, miracle signs and wonders. Lord God, I call, Lord God, on Monday, on miracle signs and wonders. And God, I close today on miracle signs and wonders. Lord God, shall follow them that believe. And God, we thank you for this woman. God, we thank you for her anointing. God, we thank you for her limited legacy. Lord God, that she shall leave in your people and this earth. Lord God, I thank you. Lord God, and I praise you, Lord God, right now for a manifestation, Lord God, of your provision, Lord God, and your revelation be upon my life. Lord God, I thank you.
Thank you,
Lord God, that we heard your word. God, I thank you that we are there.
I give you glory.
That we've heard your word today.
I give you glory. Give you glory.
In Jesus' name we pray.
I give you glory, God.
God, and let it say, he and me that be not like you, God, take it out.
Name, God.
But God, I thank you for what you're doing in your life. God, according to your word. And I thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. And God, I thank you that you're my heart.
Thank
I thank you, Lord God, that you shall do it.
Thank
Lord
you,
God, keep her children. I hear you, God.
I said, God,
I hear it again. God, cover her son and God, cover her daughter in your blood. Direct them, Lord God. I see your word is ordering their steps, Lord God. And even our son, I see it right now. God, do it like only you can, Lord God. Pull him, Lord God, like only you can. Touch and cover the daughter, Lord God. Keep their mind stabilized and strong. And cover them, Lord God, under the blood and your word, Lord God, that it shall not return void. Lord God, cut her children. Lord God, shall have an inheritance. You said you'd make them 1,000 times greater than their mother. Lord God, make them, Lord God, great. Like only you can make them great, Lord God. And keep them, Lord God, under your blood. And keep them, Lord God.
Yes, God. I pray,
keep them. Lord God, all of this stress, Lord God, like only you can.
Yes,
God.
Thank you, God.
Yes, Shema.
I pray.
Come on,
God.
God, and I ask you that you remember. For every day, Lord God, she's sitting in the water. Lord God, and watered the prophet, Lord God, through her word, through her resources, Lord God. You said if you send me a cold glass of water, you'd send a prophet's reward. I spoke it over her life and her legacy.
Yes, God.
In Jesus' name. For this we say thank you. For this we say thank you. And God, everybody on this line that has heard your word from the north, south, east, and the west, cover them, Lord God, great and small, small and great. As I said, Mom, we thank you now for miracles. God, you said special miracles were held at the hand of Paul. God, you said special miracles. God, do it in the lives of these
people. Thank you, Jesus.
God, we thank you for what? We thank you for your servant, the woman of God, Lord God. In Jesus' name, Lord God, we thank you. Strengthen her the more. Raise her head the more. Increase her the more. For this we say thank you. For this we say thank you.
Thank you, God.
We say thank you.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, Prophet Glover. I receive the prayer. And I thank you so much. God bless you, Adrian. God bless
yes,
everyone that's on the line today. I thank God for being on with everyone today. And I just pray that God continue to bless everyone and that we all would take heed to the word of the Lord that he said unto us today. For he has given us keys. He has given us insight to how he wants us to be empowered. So I pray that we all would take heed to what he has said and that we now have application. Because without application, it would not help us at all. So hopefully and prayerfully, we would all apply to us what he has said to us today, that we will be effective witnesses and that when we go out, people will see Christ and want to be saved. God bless you all.
God bless you, Mother. We love you.
I love you too. I'm going to go now. God bless you.
God bless you all.
All right.
We'll see you all on tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., Minister Billy Burns will be on with Day Overcame. You dial into the same call-in number. That's 8 o'clock Eastern time, 5 o'clock California time. And join us for early Sunday morning prayer. Amen. We're going to be continuing with this topic for the whole month, leading all the way up until the crusade, Empowering Souls for Destiny. God bless you. Have a beautiful day in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Hi, ma'am.
You're the best. You're the best.
How you doing?
And tell the Lord, yes.
See, yes. This time I'm made up in my mind. I'm made up in my mind. I'll say. Yeah. My soul says yes, Jesus. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. He's saying there's more that I require of thee. There is more that I require of thee. He's calling you higher. There is more that I require of thee. He said, don't be afraid of men and their faces. Don't be afraid, don't be afraid, don't be afraid.